there is an alternative.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
We're going to tell you all about Make Music Madison in just a couple of minutes. These guys are playing at Old Brick Botanical Gardens on Tuesday, about 5:45 or so. It's something to do.
What's so great about being sober? When I have a red strap, my head is clear. Well, I know I can only get older. I think I love you now, red stripe beer. You were sweet, you were cool, you were delicious. You were so consistent, you were so sincere. Did I mention before you were delicious? I think I love you now, red stripe beer. I love you, the red stripe beer. Well, I remember the night that I met you. I got a broken leg for a souvenir, but we both know that I could not blame you. I think I need you, the red stripe beer. I don't believe that you're really Jamaican. It doesn't matter to me who were your premier. Sometimes I tell people I am Asian, so please don't hate me, the red stripe beer.
Radio, we are local music. Something to do. They're playing part of Make Music Madison. Just saw them actually a couple weeks ago at the Comeback Inn in the outside parking lot. That was a lot of fun. Hey, coming up in the show, we got Bar Notes with Terry Barr.
Oh,
we got
yes,
breaking
we
news about Atwood Fest and the full lineup, and some breaking news about Eakin Park Fest, from what I understand. But right now, Rocker is here to introduce our first guest for the night.
Well, Jimmy, you know, we have a festival coming up this Tuesday, June 21st. It's called Make Music Madison. And it's a festival where, you know, I'm sure you've experienced it. You walk around the city and there's music everywhere. It's on a sidewalk. It's at somebody's house. It's at a restaurant. It's at a city building, a park. I mean, it seems like they're everywhere,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is.
And the city is taking care of getting all of the music permits for people on this one day. So stages pop up everywhere. Well, we've been talking about registering. We've been talking about, you know, people playing there. But now, today, we have the director of Make Music Madison, Mary Rose Ekberg, in the studio to talk about some of the bands that are playing around in some of these crazy places. I don't know if they're on a roof or on a sidewalk. I mean, Mary, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks so much for having me back. Always a pleasure to be here.
That's great. Okay, so tell us some of the venues and maybe some of the ones that you think, wow, maybe we've never done this kind of venue before.
That's a great question. So I feel like, so Monona Terrace is joining us this year for something on their rooftop, which we haven't had recently, which I'm really excited about. So Lo Marie is going to be on the Monona Terrace rooftop.
Can I rudely interrupt and just ask you to get closer to your microphone?
Oh, yeah, I'm right here. There you go. There you go. Does that sound good?
Good.
You like that? Okay.
We just want to make sure we can hear you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So Lo Marie is going to be on the Monona Terrace rooftop. That's going to be a great show. We have a lot of parks this year, which is good. In the past, we've had kind of, you know, parks that have had shows all day that somebody's hosting, but this is the first time we've really pushed in trying to encourage people to host themselves at parks. So there's a lot of parks that have never had music before that are going to have music, which is really exciting. Yid Vicious is doing a float down the river, which they did do last year, so it's not the first time.
I saw that.
That still rules as probably
that's a
different way.
It is very different. Yep. So they're going to be floating down Yahara River from 5 to 7. So that's going to be important to catch.
And you just mentioned, as we were talking right before this interview, someone was added to a park. I mean, people are still being added right now.
Yeah. We have had people reach out who are just like, hey, I really want to be a part of this. I miss the deadline. And as long as it's something that we either already have a permit for the park or, you know, it's on private property in a space that isn't going to interfere with the public right away, we try to help that happen and accommodate that request.
Okay. And who was it? Can you tell us?
Yes, it was Co-Mingle. And I'm really excited about this because they were supposed to be at Rennebaum. And then it didn't work out. And then we were able to get them in at Vilas Park, which is a great shelter. Really, really fun spot to be. So I'm excited for that show.
Excellent. And so can we brag now, Rocker?
I know
we've had Mary on a couple of times. And now we know there are more than 465 shows happening on Tuesday.
That's
and that's just Madison. That doesn't include, if we think about Sun Prairie doing it and Wanakee doing it and Middleton, you know, and then we know Milwaukee's doing it. But just in Madison, more than 465 shows at 125 venues.
Wow.
That's so great. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's, you know, it's really exciting. I think we did a good job this year, especially for it being on a Tuesday right after a holiday weekend. You never know what's going to happen. But, you know, I think we did a really good job pulling together a lot of really great shows.
Mm-hmm. You know, one interesting aspect of this is that some of the venues are at private homes and people are like opening their homes to people coming in to see the live music. Talk about that and maybe for somebody next year, maybe want to jump on that program. Mm.
Yeah, it's really unique that Make Music Day allows this. So we encourage people who have, you know, front porches, garages, driveways, yards, space, any kind of space where you want to host music, you can do that on this day. It's very, very unique. So there's a lot of venues that do that. And there are some venues who've been doing it for years.
Ugh.
There's even some who actually build stages in their yards.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like people get very serious about it and bring out really, really big talent to play at, you know, in their yard. It's it's beautiful.
There's Rocker, one.
I'm sorry, Rocker, your house next year, dude.
Yes. Right on the deck. It's about as big as a stage.
It is. That would be perfect. All right,
well,
Jimmy,
there's one called Mary's Patio Stage, and that's over on Holiday Drive in the Midvale neighborhood. They're having Too Sick Charlie and his one-man band. We had him here in the studio, and they're also having an open mic, so people can actually stop by and jam even if they don't have a stage.
How cool.
Yeah, open mics are great. I think there's a spot over on Yahara Park, a porch over there, that's also going to have an open mic. So definitely, if you're interested in jamming out and you haven't had a chance to plan something yet, search for open mics on our listings page.
The website, when I was there, I was pretty amazed because I was like, you know, Jimmy's like, can you print out a list? I'm like, Jimmy, I don't know if you can print out a list for this. But if you go there, you can search by artist, you can search by venue, and really kind of like find what, you know, and look through the list. It's actually fairly easy, but one of the great things is they have the categories, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like sidewalk or, you know, a real venue or public park or, you know, a rooftop home, you know, so you get to kind of see what these venues are. And one of the parks you were talking about I saw was Meadowood Park, and the tent show Troubadours are there with the Hoot and Holler. So that sounds, I mean, there's some crazy shows.
Some knee slapping stuff right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jimmy, one you would love at Olbrich Botanical Gardens. It's Jason Vargas and the Apollos, followed by Something to Do.
Ooh.
That's why I played Something to Do just before this set, buddy.
Aha. Perfect.
Awesome. Nice.
We have watched this thing grow over the years. It's really been incredible. And I know, early on, at least one of the first ones I went to, it was a weekend, and it was so fun to just hop here, hop there, and just run into all these people you wanted to see, make new friends. A Tuesday can be tough, but right now, you know, when I think about the numbers we mentioned, it is going to be amazing.
Yeah. You know, I think there's going to be something to do all day. So if you're like on your lunch break downtown or, you know, anywhere in Madison and you have, you know, 30 minutes, you can pop outside and find a show near you, which is great. We definitely have the majority of our shows after work specifically for that reason that we want to encourage people to get out and engage. You know, and a Tuesday could be tough, especially after a holiday where people are going to have a lot of work to do to catch up. But, you know, we have a lot going on and I think people see the power of music and they're like, I don't care what day of the week this falls on.
I love that.
It's always June 21st and I'm going to make it happen.
I would assume you have an army of volunteers and people kind of running, you know, in the background to make all this work.
Oh man, I wish it was an army. It is a few very, very dedicated volunteers.
Sounds like the Marines.
Yep, it is. I've got Fran. Shout out to Fran. He's like my number one volunteer. He has just done so much work for us. And we have an intern, which is super exciting, that just started.
Oh,
who's
that's
been
awesome.
Just killing it on social media and has been super great, Saffron. So, you know, we have a few like very, very dedicated people. Our board members are also very engaged and help out. But yeah, it's a lot of work. But somehow, you know, the National Alliance just, they provide this platform and they just help us make it happen. And we just, you know, people come together. They figure out how to host and how to find musicians and kind of everyone just guides each other through the process.
Well, and I think after the last couple of years, I mean, this still happened last year, but especially over the last year now, I feel like everybody's really wanting this, wants to see everybody again, wants to hear music, and wants to celebrate the start of summer officially. Yep. So this could not happen at a better time.
Yeah, it's great. It's a lot of these bands, you know, have not been playing live shows recently. This is going to be the first time out for many people. So it's a great opportunity to try to just get back in the swing of things right at the start of summer.
How are you feeling? How are you doing getting almost to the finish line here?
I am surviving. You know, there's always a lot of stuff that happens at the last minute, and especially with, you know, the forecasted weather being really warm, we have a lot of people that are kind of, you know, changing up, and you know, and COVID numbers are on the rise, and so we're encouraging people to be careful, be conscientious, you know, don't go to a show if you're experiencing symptoms. And so, you know, we're going to watch the schedule shift a little bit over the next few days, but like we're holding in there, and we have so much planned, and I think it's going to be a really, really wonderful day. I'm excited for the day to happen because I actually get to just go see live music all day.
Oh, my gosh.
And just, in, you know, experience it and have fun.
That's great, and you deserve that by that point. Good for you. And I know you said you're starting very early with everything going, you know, whatever, 8 o'clock I think in the morning you said for the first show, through till 9:30 or something.
So I will be out and about all day, hopping all over town to see as much music as I can.
I think the rest of us should follow you.
I hope so. I'd like to see a lot of people out there.
Yes.
What are you doing June 22nd?
I have to work.
Starting for next year.
I'm going to be at my regular job the very next day.
That's a good question, though, Rocker. That's really funny.
But I am planning a spa day is in my future. Oh. I see that happening.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would say.
All right, here's one for you. Bob and Nancy's Balcony. It's going to be Little Earthquakes from 5 to 6 p.m. Ooh. Is that cool or what?
That is cool.
Check it out. You can go to the website and look up Bob and Nancy's Balcony, and you'll find out where that address is.
Do you know which Bob that is? You want to make a guess?
I do not.
It's Bob Queen.
Oh!
Bob Queen's Balcony.
Oh, wow.
Excellent. Of course, one of the biggest music supporters around.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great spot. I'd highly recommend it. It's in an awesome location, and they've got a really good lineup for the evening on Tuesday.
Yeah. I know Rocker and I have been talking to some of the musicians over the last couple of days, and, you know, I just kind of want to go through. Benjamin Rose is one that's going to be playing, and when he messaged me back, he was saying, I am so excited. I have new music that I'm going to play on Tuesday. So that's really fun to hear. And then a couple of the other folks were just saying, this is just a favorite day. Just a favorite day to see everybody.
Yeah.
So that's great.
It's a beautiful day to get out there and meet new people. And I've learned about so many artists this year. I know you guys were talking about this before, that like there's so many bands I've never heard of. A lot of them, I've been checking them out online, and I'm like, man, I can't make it to this show, but like I'm going to follow them. I'm going to find them in the future when I can get to see them.
I want to say Caleb Woods is one of those.
Yeah.
Listening to some of his music just kind of blew me away. And he's got new music that he's also going to be playing for the first time on Tuesday.
That's fantastic.
His new song, Summertime On, is really cool.
You know, there's one guy that contacted us, Max Neal, and he's playing a bunch of different shows. And he plays a really odd instrument and a bunch of loops. And you can go see him. He's going to be at Doc and Susie's. And so will Beth Gilly. So it's going to be pretty cool.
They're hosting all day.
They're experienced. They know what they're doing.
It sounds like it from what I've heard.
So the full music lineup for Make Music Madison is on the website, makemusicmadison.org. It's a great website. Great resource. Go out and meet the bands. Discover some new, cool local music. And Mary Rose, thank you so much for your help on this and coming in tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Really, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
Someone mentioned Too Sick Charlie. There's an archive up at maxincradio.com of Too Sick Charlie and the Devil's Lair. I highly recommend finding it and listening to it. Let's hear some Too Sick Charlie right now. All Messed Up and Down on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What's on my mind?
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Too Sick Charlie there, All Messed Up and Down. Once again, there's an archive of him playing in the Devil's Lair. You can grab that right now at maxincradio.com and all the archives from the Max Inc. Radio show, including tonight's show on Monday. Rocker and Terry Barr are here. Barr notes coming up here shortly. Also, we'll have breaking news about Atwood Fest and Eakin Park. These guys are playing at Triple M, I guess, another radio station over by the Best Western. No, I'm wrong. Jeez, what am I doing here? They're playing at Best Western on the square, the end of the park. You know Sunspot?
Oh, of course we know Sunspot.
Help me out, Terry. I'm
melting
down.
Dear. Oh, yes, there you go.
All right.
You got it.
They got new music coming out very soon. I cannot wait.
Does that mean we're going to get them on the show again, too?
Yeah, we're going to kidnap them.
Excellent.
Wendy, Ben, Mike, kidnapped, taped up here in the studio.
Inside out for a little bit. It's the mob and it always wins. Walking
Max Inc. Radio, We Are Local Music, that's Sunspot, American Monster. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk about Atwood Fest. We're going to tell you, I have the full lineup for you. We're going to have a bunch of music that we're going to play from the Atwood Fest lineup, and it's a really solid lineup. There's a lot of news about Atwood Fest. We're going to tell you all about it coming up next hour. Stick around. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are
Chasing
local
the
music.
Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.
Talking to the devil.